This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President-elect Obama spent his week doing a little cabinet making. Early in the week, he named his choices for Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and Attorney General. It's Daschle, Napolitano, and Holder. But some real marquee names were leaked yesterday when media reports unofficially revealed Mr. Obama had made his choices for Commerce, Treasury, and Secretary of State. That final one being, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And let me put it to you this way. Were you surprised? Not of this past week, obviously, but so much of the chatter in classes said they were surprised by the choice of Senator Clinton. Were you?
Yeah, I imagine I was surprised. I'll tell you that I think that our president-elect has shown a great talent for turning opponents into partners. And that's what he's done in this case. As to Hillary Clinton and why she would accept it, well, in retrospect, you can think about it. She'll probably be able to exert more influence than as a still fairly junior senator in the Senate. And apparently she was not going to have a leading role on health care. And so I think that she clearly chose this as being the path to influence more than being a member of the Senate. Would I have expected it? No, but then I don't expect anything.
Does Bill Clinton become a complicating factor? Because he not only has financial interests all over the world one way or another, but in some ways he's been conducting his own foreign policy campaign.
Well, in some way. He could be a problem, but apparently he has satisfied Mr. Obama that he will not be a problem. He has surfaced everything that he got in the way of money from Arab and other countries for his library and for himself. And he apparently has given promise that in the future he will not do anything in his own travels around the world that would interfere with his wife as Secretary of State. And if the president-elect is satisfied, I suppose we must all be.
In the first time, really, since in the post-war era, the job of Treasury Secretary may be perceived as more influential than Secretary of State. President-elect Obama has apparently selected Tim Geithner as Treasury Secretary. What equipment does he bring into this?
Well, first of all, I think it's a matter of his age. He's 47 years old, which is the same age as the president-elect, and it's kind of a generational change. On top of that, he brings a lot of experience, having worked in Treasury for Larry Summers. He's sort of a protege of his. He was very much involved in dealing with the financial crisis along with other people there. And I think what he represents is an accent that this new president puts on experience. He is experienced, he's been there a lot, and he's one who can take over Treasury. Also, the very fact that naming him sent the stock market into gyrations was in itself a good line.
Will President-elect Obama, or perhaps President Obama in a few weeks, have to contend with people who will point out these are all well-known faces he's appointed?
Yes.
Old Washington hands, really.
Right.
Even Bill Richardson, who's been designated Commerce Secretary, obviously.
Yes.
What's his strategy in putting together a cabinet?
I think his strategy is, as I suggested, it's partly generational, is to bring people relatively young. The second part of it is to put a great deal of emphasis on people with experience. He apparently wants a professionals in office, mm-hmm. who can walk in, take over, and deal pragmatically with problems. And that seems to be the underlying message.
Big three automakers' CEOs showed up in Capitol Hill this week, and the Congress told them they can't expect any money until they come back with an action plan to prove that they can make money.
Yes. And, of course, they did something. There's always a little thing that makes things impossible for them. They came in on three big corporate jets, luxury jets, with tin cups in their hands. And that picture somehow managed to go all the way through Congress. And so they were sent home to do their homework and come in when they've got a plan for how they plan to spend the money. So they're not going to get it right away, but maybe there's a chance that if and when Congress comes back in December again, that maybe something will happen. It seems impossible that nothing will be done about the possible demise of three great automakers.
Dan, thanks very much.
Sure thing, Scott.
Dan Shore.